Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Now, this story I want to share with you is from a blog online, and it was called Gospel Blog. And I'm going to paraphrase it a little bit, but it's about a violinist, one of the greatest violinists of all time, according to this blog. They also had this musician also had a very big ego. And there's a famous story that's being told about him that during a sold out concert in Italy, he was playing and suddenly one of his strings on his violin broke. And to the delight of the audience, he just kept going. He continued. And then another string snapped, but he just kept going again. And then another popped, and he was left with just one string. And in dramatic fashion, he paused and he told the crowd, and now, one string. I'll play with one string. And the place erupted with cheers. And when he finally finished, everyone gave him a standing ovation. And the person writing this blog post says they think of this story about this famous musician often, but with a little bit of a twist. And instead of a great violinist, he sees himself as the violin, broken and beat up and not much use unless it's placed in the hands of a great artist and a master, like this broken violin was placed in the hands of this fantastic musician. And when, you know, life breaks, when life breaks down under really tremendous stress and pressures, Christ can be our master, and he can still produce something really beautiful and make something really beautiful out of our lives that feel broken and useless at the time. It's really not the instrument that matters, it's the artist behind it. And when you think of it that way, that God has created you, that you're really an instrument in his hands to be used for his will, then it really makes you think of not only yourself differently, but also everyone else around you differently as well. That, you know, I once heard someone say that God doesn't make any mistakes. And that's hard to understand sometimes, and hard to realize that, oh, sometimes you just feel like a big mistake, don't you? Sometimes you think, oh, I'm so imperfect and I'm so flawed and I have so much to work on. But the Lord really does create you how you're supposed to be. Just some thoughts to kind of take with you throughout the day. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you have any suggestions or comments or any inspirational stories that you'd like to share with us, you can go ahead and send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post it on our Facebook wall or say hello on Twitter. This episode of Mormon Channel Daily has been brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.